Welcome, listeners, to the May 2024 episode of In the Distance Oblivious Playlist Podcast. I'm here with music fanatic and cat lover, Big Al Hammond.
And I'm with the lovely and musically astute Phoebe Fowler. Every month, we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we put into a changing Spotify playlist. Our podcast is an actual recording of the odd and ritual-filled ceremony we go through each month to select those songs.
And our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's pretty much unscripted, just us two random people sitting around talking about music and why we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's musical tastes.
Spring, Phoebe. Welcome to May.
Yay, spring. We've gotten tons of April showers for sure.
We have, but spring is sprung.
Yes.
We have spring some great springing. Music on tap for May. What did you think of your songs? What did you think of my songs?
I'll start with yours.
Okay.
There are at least two songs that you submitted that I had in my future playlist for July.
Uh-huh. There are a couple of yours that I, maybe not in a specific month, but that I were on my radar.
Yep.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's a good sign. Yeah, there's definitely some I like more than others, but some I hadn't heard of before and am excited to talk with you about for sure.
Exactly.
And that I enjoyed listening to.
I will say that there are probably about 14 songs that need to get in between you and me.
Does math.
But it's not.
Something's not going to make it.
Yeah.
No, yep. I liked my songs.
I liked both of our songs a lot. I think there's one song of mine that I think I made a mistake on that probably shouldn't get in.
I can understand that.
And I think there's one or two of yours that I'm not super excited about.
But I have a guess as to what that is. There's one that I submitted. I wouldn't say it was a mistake, but after I submitted it and sent you the link and everything, I was like,
Same.
Did I do that?
Right. I'm slipping.
The pressure has gotten to us.
And also, like Phoebe's opinion is going to slip of me when she hears this one.
Well, only if yours slips of me, right?
No, I think on the whole, I think I was very impressed with 8 or 9 of yours.
Ooh.
And easily 6 of yours should get in.
Okay, what we should do is guess which one the other person isn't going to like the most. And then
of our own?
Pin that, yes, of our own songs. Pin that and then come back to it and see if they're the same. That could be fun.
I know which one I think was a mistake. Which one you think is a mistake might be completely different.
Yeah, so I'm going to... Of my own songs, I'm going to have one in mind that I think you will dislike and you will do the same.
Fair.
How about that? I just, in my docs, I highlighted it in red.
Ooh. because you like highlighting.
I do like highlighting. Yes.
So how about a prediction? How will you do? How will I do?
I will get 8 or 9. I think you're going to get 8.
We're kind of on the same page. I think we're both going to get 8.
You always have to allow for some for some upset.
Yeah. I think one side of it is pretty obvious for me being correct. Mm-hmm. On the other side, I have no idea what you're going
to
pick.
Right. There's always something left up to chance.
And also something left up to like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Exactly.
Right? You know?
Yep. Wouldn't be our playlist if we didn't have that.
Exactly. So full disclosure, like we have our usual sound effects here. We're missing something. What, Phoebe, what's missing? I feel like something's missing.
I fucked up. I have forgotten Frank, also known as... Exactly. the primate of all-star supremacy.
So we're kind of like ad-libbing Frank here.
We are. So if you hear strange noises that sounds like a human being, like that, trying to sound like a primate,
or another example might be something like, that's like a macaw.
I don't fucking know. It's hard. Nobody can replace Frank.
Okay? Nobody can replace Frank.
This is not a professional podcast.
So, as always, we come in to this silly foolishness, having submitted these 10 songs to each other, making a total of 20. You can find the links to those submissions in our show notes. Now we're going to take turns narrowing those 20 songs down, first to 10, and then eventually to the 11 songs that will become our finished May playlist. And I think Phoebe is going to start off the ceremony first by picking one of my songs.
I am. Get ready. I had to do it, okay? It's Prince. I felt pressured into it, which is what I want to say, but I love this song.
Yes, Prince, United States of Division. This is a single released this year, but it was a rare B-side.
It was recorded in 2004, but released in that.
Released as a B-side on the B-side of Cinnamon Girl from Musicology. But it only saw a limited release on the physical editions in the UK and in Europe.
Mm.
So this is Prince's second appearance. I'm sorry, his third appearance.
His third appearance, yep.
A Case of You from the very first playlist in July of 2020, and then Same Page, Different Book from November of 2021.
So all of the Prince submissions are yours, actually.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, this deserves the
it does.
Tina Tambourine.
Yes. This is highly Tina-able.
I wasn't going to pick this because it's Prince, and there's just some people that
it's
like, come
too
on.
Obvious.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But damn it. Uh-huh. It's so good. And I couldn't get it out of my head, and I was like dancing to it randomly.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, this has to get in.
Had you heard this before?
No.
I hadn't either.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of nice, like, hearing a Prince song that you haven't heard before.
Well, so much of his stuff, you know, like, he was so big early, and then I won't say he faded into obscurity, but he became a little bit less in the popular mainstream,
mm-hmm.
and was still making amazing, incredible music.
Right.
Up it's until like he his, died.
Yep. The talent did not wane.
Exactly.
I see you've chosen Black Midi, Sugar Zoo, from their album Hellfire, released in 2022.
Was this the one I wasn't supposed
to pick? It was not.
Okay.
No. No, I actually like this.
I do too. And I'm surprised I like it.
Right? I kind of thought that, like, you're either going to really like this or you're going to hate it.
I really hated it
at first. Or it's
going
to be Pancake.
I really hated it at first. And then, like, the more I got into it, I was like, it's like, I still don't love it, but I appreciate how wonderfully weird it is, and appreciate the musicianship.
Yes, the musicianship is definitely there, and obviously they're pushing the boundaries here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's you can tell that they're good, they're talented, and
they're super talented.
Intense energy to them that I really like.
Uh-huh. Do you know them well?
No.
Yeah.
I found them through Black Country New Road.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of them a good bit, but I don't know that I've ever actually heard the music.
Well, I have something for you.
Tell me.
Okay. Black Country New Road actually makes a reference to them in one of their songs, the last song that you submitted, Track X.
Uh-huh.
And the verse is, I told you I loved you in front of Black Midi. And I was like, oh my God.
Nice, nice. Thank you, Black Country New Road.
Yes.
You know what it is? It's like contemporary prog rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, smart, stylish.
And, like, it has, like, a dark intensity to it.
Uh-huh.
Both of them do. And I can see that.
I looked up Black Midi, and I learned a new word. Or a new genre.
Okay.
Math rock.
Seriously?
Yes.
That kind of makes sense, though.
Right. And it compared them to
Math rock.
King Crimson and Rush. That do sort of
definitely
hyper tempo and also weird time signatures.
I'm so glad that there's a name for that.
Math rock.
What do you listen to? Math rock.
Right.
It fits. I don't think we should be surprised to see Madison Cunningham in here again. Her song Life According to Rachel from her album Revealer in 2022. This will be her fourth time in the playlist, I think. I think you like this song.
I admit I was not immediately taken with the song the first few times I heard it. And then it just fucking overwhelmed me.
Yep. My Man. Notes and giant quotation marks, emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really got to me.
And do you know, was Rachel her grandmother?
Yep.
That was my guess. The beauty of the melody and the catchiness of everything about her hit me first, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, I get it. And then I read the lyrics, and I was like,
seriously,
just a whimpering fool. What a beautiful song.
I definitely got teary-eyed.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite song from her Revealer album.
There are two songs, and I don't know that they will both get in. This is one of them, that I had trouble picking the video. So you can help me pick which of the two videos.
Well, there's multiple good videos.
There were at least three videos for this song.
Oh, that's cool. For me, this song deserves a...
It's a beautiful song.
It's so beautiful. And it just, it feels relatable. Like, it gets you every single time. At least it does for me. I think she's a really talented musician.
She's a very talented
musician. And I appreciate her so much.
And it's nice.
And this is more of what I want to hear from her.
I've been
waiting to hear from her, of her own music. I mean, she does covers so well, but...
Least a couple of her covers, and this is at least the second of her originals in the playlist, and all of them have been wonderful. I think it's time for me to pick one of my songs.
This will be very telling.
This is Imaginary Future, aka Jesse Epstein, with a cover of the U2 song One from the album Come As You Are, which came out in 2024. What do you think of this?
I can't say I'm surprised to see you picking this. This is definitely a Big Al song.
Yep. Guilty.
It's such a beautiful cover. This is better than the original.
By far. You know, like, I liked U2 a good bit back in the day, but looking back, I think they did what they did really well, but I'm just not really that much of a fan of what they did.
Is it just like the sound?
It's just the over-the-topness of them.
Yeah,
Again, I think they do that well, but I just don't really care. But having said that, I can still appreciate the craft of some of the songwriting.
They wrote some really good songs. I mean, this being one of them.
Yeah, this is a serious example. I mean... Read the lyrics. It's like, it's a beautiful, like, the difficulty of the relationship, the complexity of human emotion. There's some good shit in here. And yeah, you're right. Like, the stripped down version of this cover, I think, serves the emotion of the song way better
definitely.
Than the original did.
Yes. I would like to hear, just talking about covers now, I would like to hear a slightly atmospheric, stripped down, dark emo version of this song.
More emo than this.
Yes. You know me, I'm an emo girly.
And you are an emo girl.
I'd heard it from before, but I would not have been able to place him.
Well, you know, this is his second appearance.
What was the first one? Whoa.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Kurt Cobain.
What? Wait, when was this?
September 2021.
Man.
All apologies.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay, that must be why the name, I saw it and I was like,
And if you
I didn't want to look it up, but I just wanted to guess.
If you listen to the phrasing and the delivery, like the two songs are sort of like, he sort of does the same thing. And a lot of his covers.
Well, he does covers well.
He does, and he does them wonderfully, quietly, and sweetly. And do you like this?
Oh yeah, I like this. Yeah, definitely. Good. This will be the version I think of when I think of this song from now on. Next, it's my turn.
You're picking one of mine.
Yes, I am. Get ready.
This is the song Georgia by Emily King. It's from the 7 EP from 2021. This was a correct pick.
See, this is one that I had in my July, and I was going to be petty. I was like, I'm not going to pick it just to say fuck you, because this is my song, damn it. But, and I feel like this is a song that you found you liked, but you knew that I would like it, so you put it in here to cheat.
I think we're both aware that we will sometimes submit songs with the sole purpose that we know the other person is going to love them.
Yes.
And therefore, we will basically get a free vote.
Yep, pretty much.
So I put this in as a Phoebe's going to have to pick one, so this one's a freebie kind
You're
of
correct.
Song.
Yeah.
And then I kind of fell in love with it. Like,
oh, I'm glad. Well, I mean, obviously,
it's
wouldn't
really
be in there,
good.
But yeah.
And this is the other one of which there are two really good videos.
Ooh.
And she's just lovely and soulful and like.
Yeah, I really like this.
Good shit, yeah. Man. Like, this is really catchy, and that's what initially attracted me to it. And then I was like, oh yeah, Phoebe's gonna have a cow when she hears this.
I'm not like completely obsessed with it. I still really, really like it though. Uh-huh. And this is definitely a song that if I heard, I'm like, ooh, adding to cute. Like this, I like this song.
Yep. No, I'm so glad. I knew you would like it, but I'm so glad you picked it. And like,
yes, you have been validated. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So is this the halfway point?
It is.
Yay!
We can agree on the halfway point. We've done 5. And we're going to 10.
Yes.
5 correct. Is half of 10.
Okay, thank you.
Yes! So I'm going to pick one of yours next.
It is my turn then to say something interesting. We're listening to Wyvern Lingo, their song Used, from their album The Widow Knows EP 2014. The harmonies are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. I really like this.
Yeah.
I'm glad you picked it.
I did not expect to pick this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you think when you first heard it?
It's not exactly my thing.
Mm-hmm. Then why'd you pick it?
So, listeners, in case you don't know, Phoebe often gives me shit, deservedly so, for paying too much attention to music videos.
Oh, geez.
There's only one reason I picked this song.
It's the video? But you like the song, though?
I like the song fine. The version in the video puts it to shame. Mm. Like, the version in the video is...
Oh,
so,
nice.
So it's the three of them in an alley doing this song a cappella.
Ooh.
It's just like... Their voices are so astounding.
Having as somebody that has not seen the video and has no idea what you're talking about, this is just so beautiful. Just
it is
listening
really
to it, and it just feels like they have something special.
They have a
and I'm
real
glad
magic.
To see them in here in the playlist.
But having said that, as sweet as this version is, like,
I'm not saying haha, I'm awesome for being able to like discern who's good and whatever, but like, having not seen the video, I'm like, well, I can tell there's something special going on
here.
There's
something very special. And their voices and the way their voices move.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Well, I already have a few music videos to look forward to then.
Uh-huh.
So.
Where did you find this song? Do you remember?
My Discover Weekly, actually. Yeah.
Good work. Good work.
Very
Spotify.
Happy that Spotify was working overtime.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared. They're getting scared because they heard me talking about moving the title
and
now they're working.
Yep. We got to pay extra attention to Phoebe Fowler.
All right.
Are
then
you ready
I
to
am
pick?
Picking one of my own next.
You are.
Unsurprisingly, I've decided to go with C. Rose, House Song. It's a single released in 2023 by Alec Duckart, I believe it's pronounced.
Don't know.
I love this so much. Oh my God. Yeah. This might be my favorite song that I submitted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like this a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you had like one or two like absolute winners. And then you had a whole bunch that were just really beautiful that kind of like went up and down.
Yep.
And like,
yep.
I'm very happy this got in.
Oh, I'm glad. I mean, I thought you would like this, but it's...
The sweetness...
It's definitely beautiful and sweet, but the lyrics in this song...
Yes.
Oh my God.
My notes, the strength of the lyrics did this one for me.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing, but keep doing it.
I love the idea that like the house is like part of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And like... It's not only like where you grow up, but like it feels like it's part of you.
Yeah.
And you're part of it.
Yep. It's up there for me.
Beautiful.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
It definitely deserves
yep.
the.
Yep. You know what else we need?
Hmm? Ooh, bourbon time.
More bourbon. So I think with that, it's my turn.
It is.
Pick.
I think I have made very obvious choices here.
You've made extremely good choices.
I have made good choices.
Yep. But I'm going to pick one of mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the last one of mine that I can pick. I doubt this will be a surprise. The song is Love More by Fiona Apple. It's a single from 2021. This is Fiona's second appearance. Her first was Regret. In August of 2021.
I see I submitted one, and now you submit one. This was also in my July playlist.
So, do you know the song?
It's a cover.
Yes. And I was surprised at that, because it certainly sounds like a definitive Fiona Apple song, right?
It does, but because it's Fiona Apple, and she does that. Like, she takes a song, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's totally her. She always did that. No,
right.
It's a cover.
It's a cover.
For the life of me, I cannot remember who it is, and I feel like I should. But I was like, this is a cover or something. I know this, but I didn't want to look it up.
So I found the original of this, and I found another version of this that mm-hmm. are, they're not exactly alike, but they're similar. And no offense to the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
This is way better.
Do you know when the original came out?
I don't think I do.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gather clues just
right.
because, like,
uh-huh.
once I feel like I really should know who the original is.
So, listeners, I'm going to put Spotify links to both the other, versions of this that I found. They're both good, but I hope... If you listen to this, I hope you'll agree that this is the best version. So I think now it's time for you to pick number 9, which you're going to pick one of mine.
I am.
This is Jonah Tolchin and Heather Nation, Maybe I'm a Rolling Stone. It's a single from this year. What? What lovely harmonies this is. Man.
I love this so much.
Yeah.
Why'd I love you pick everything this? About this, because I love everything
mm-hmm.
about this song.
That's a good reason.
I feel like this is one that you started out really liking, but it slipped for you for some reason. And I don't know why, because I fucking love this.
You're not wrong. It's one that, like, I've had kicking around in my playlist for a few months,
mm-hmm.
looking for a place to put it in, and I put it in this month, and I love it, but I don't know that I love it quite as much as some of my stuff, but it's still, it's just a beautiful song, and their two voices work so well together.
Yes.
Like, I love the
oh,
way
man.
They're,
yeah.
and she's got such a frail little, they both do, but
yes.
there's like a frailness in
I
her voice
love
that's
that.
Really beautiful.
And it does so well for the song,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know where you found it? I don't know either of them, so never heard of them before.
No, and I was afraid you would pick this because I didn't really do much research on this, and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
Always
about.
Always be ready
and
for the
and
unexpected.
And I don't remember where I found it, and like I'm stupid. And like,
well, I looked them up, and I didn't really get much information either.
See,
so.
I told you. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really the their voices, but the way they're phrasing the voices in this song.
And the way the voices move together.
Yes. Well, you're picking one of my songs next.
For the 10th.
The 10th pick, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm glad that you like this. I thought you would.
I started out not being totally sure of this because, like, too many people do covers of Nick Drake.
Yep. That's what I was afraid of. But I thought this was good.
It's beyond good. This is the number one song in your playlist.
Ooh,
for me by far.
Okay.
This is absolutely greatest hits worthy.
High praise.
Yep.
So we're listening to Famous Blue Cable and Feist. Riverman, of course, a cover of Nick Drake's, from their album The Endless Colored Ways, The Songs of Nick Drake, released in 2023.
And what do you know about Famous Blue Cable? Anything?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
The only thing I was able to figure out, like, it's basically just a one-off collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the people that is in Famous Blue Cable, I believe, has been in our playlist.
Oh.
Blake Mills.
Oh, yeah.
Unworthy. Right? And like, you would not know it.
That's
from listening
so cool.
To this.
This is such a good cover.
It's so beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah. This is maybe the best cover I've ever heard of this song.
Do you remember the Madison Cunningham cover of this song?
No. No, I do. Now that you mention it,
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
that I have heard it, but uh-huh. I don't remember it.
I think I found this looking to see if that Madison Cunningham cover was on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't, but I found this in the process.
Cool.
So still one.
I love the it's either a flute or a synthesizer sounding like a flute. I love
yes.
the weird little
yep that background yeah. thing, whatever that is. But it also kind of reminds me of Sylvan Esso.
Yeah,
like that background atmospheric pulling pushing thing that they do
in a lesser way, but
yes,
I can see why you
lesser
say that.
Way yep. Yes. I think we have a fantastic playlist.
I think
here.
We have a really good Man. One. So that was 10.
You're right.
I think we found 10 really good ones to start with. And I think we'll see what happens next.
All right.
So we talked earlier that there was one song of each other's that we either didn't like or we thought the other person wouldn't like.
Yes.
Do you wanna reveal that?
I will. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think the song of mine that you would have liked the least and the one that I questioned, of course, after I submitted it, why did I really put that in there?
Uh-huh.
Yebba, My Mind.
I pretty much dislike that song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that the one then? That was the one you didn't like of the 10?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There were two of yours that I, but yes.
It was too much, wasn't it? It was O2 over the top for you.
You know what it is? It's the Mariah Carey effect.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, yes, there's some soul in here, but you're singing too many notes. Sing fewer notes. Like, you can express this with soul sing a third of the amount of notes, and you're still going to be great.
I don't get that.
Sing so many notes.
I see where you're coming from. Maybe
but,
it's a cultural thing.
Yes, that's fair.
So I'm going to eat that shit up every time.
Uh-huh.
But when I submitted it, I was like, Al's not going to really care for this one.
Uh-huh.
Well, I bet I have a clue as to what the other one is.
What's the other one?
It's the Katy Pruitt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't mind that song. It's a fine song, but it just sort of like...
I like it.
It didn't rise to the level of playlist worthy for mm-hmm. me. It's just sort of like, it's a good, catchy little pop song. And the video, there's a video of her doing it live that made me like it a little better.
Hmm.
And, you know, I think she's got some talent, but it didn't... It just sort of struck me as like a pop song.
I get where you're coming from on that. Like, it is a pop song, whatever. But there's something about, there's sort of like an unapologetic I'm going to do things my way badassness about that song that I really
You're not
like.
Wrong. You're not wrong. She's got some.
Mm-hmm. I also think she has some musical talent there. I'm keeping my eye on Katy Pruitt.
Uh-huh. So, how about of my songs?
Uh-huh.
Which?
You're not going to like this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have, out of all of the songs that you submitted, and you have good ones in here as well, of course.
Uh-huh.
There's something about his voice in it that bothers me. It's the Little Wing song. I'm sorry to say.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I like the song. I like that version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in love with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of hard for me to even explain well.
Do you know the song at all?
A little bit. I know this song specifically. I've heard it several times.
I fell in love with a version of this song that came out in 2017 by Matthew E. White and Flo Morrissey that was a lot more produced and a lot poppier. And mm-hmm. I remember liking the song, thinking it was catchy. And then I went back and heard this one. And I do really like it, but I get why you wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not broken up that it didn't get in.
I mean, if you were that broken up, you would have submitted it yourself, right?
Or picked it.
Or picked it.
Yes.
That was a fun little section. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Maybe we should make that a regular.
I like it.
Occurrence.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah. Like, what's?
There's always one pancake.
What's the worst? What's the worst song in each other's playlist?
Big Al, at this point we've picked our 10 songs, and now it's time to compare a ballot.
That we marked before the ceremony began.
To see how we did.
Player number one, who rotates each month, who in this case was Phoebe,
will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to my correct number of picks. Then, Big Al, who's player number two,
will ring the chime in the same manner.
Whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
These can either be songs that didn't get picked already from this playlist, or any song, really.
And the loser in the voting will select one of those two songs for the final 11th pick.
In case of a tie, and this happens often, we have a tiebreaker.
Our mascot signed foul ball from a Richmond Flying Squirrels game,
also known as the Squirrely Ball of Confusion,
will decide any ties in the voting process.
Whoever holds said ball,
which is now moi,
will thereby be pronounced the winner in case of a tie.
And therefore, the Lord Protector of Frank, also known as the Primate of All-Star Supremacy for the following month.
So, I think Phoebe, I think you are up with a chime. You got nine.
I got nine.
Man.
I did say 8 or 9.
You did say 8 or 9, and you got 9.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yay. Hooray.
Congratulations.
Uh-huh. You seem very happy. I feel like you got 9, too. There's only one way to find out.
Let's see.
We have a tie.
We got 9.
Oh my God.
We both got 9.
When is the last time that's happened?
It's been a while since we've had a tie. I don't remember us getting 9 in a long time.
Yeah. Like last year, maybe.
I think it was back in like the late 1980s, mm-hmm. I think was the last time we both got 9.
Man.
Congratulations. And you win.
Oh, yeah,
because you
have
own the ball. Arrow.
Yeah, yep. I have the. Oh, yep. My gosh. Whoa.
But more importantly, the Squirrely Ball of Confusion now comes
now it's in your possession.
Me. Right.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations.
Yay, hooray. Both, I mean, congratulations to you too, you know. You both did very well.
We both did great.
And also have a pretty amazing playlist out
I think it. We're doing good.
also as the winner of this month's playlist and as the once again crowned Lord Protector of Frank, the two songs I'm selecting for Big Al to pick from are Bruce Springsteen, State Trooper, and Dodie, Cool Girl. So, Big Al, what's our final pick going to be? Yay! It's Dodie, Cool Girl. Yippee!
This was solid.
I'm glad that you liked it.
This is one I was close to picking and voting for myself.
Okay, this was one that, like, I wasn't sure what you thought, so I kind of just frankly wanted to know.
It's a little poppy, but it's also just sweet and catchy. Yep. And also, it's poppy, but it's understated.
Yes, it is. I really, really like this.
I like this a lot.
And I kind of relate to the lyrics, too. Yep. So.
Because you are, in fact, a cool girl.
Well, you know, it's just, you know.
No, it's
you always try to be something that you're not when you're young and whatever.
Well, and the song is sort of about that. It's sort of like, you know.
Oh, I'm so glad this is in.
Yes, oh. I totally agree. And it also goes with the songs that are already in.
I mean, I think.
So here's the thing about the Bruce Springsteen. You need to stop sending me. This is the second.
What?
This is the second version of State Trooper that Phoebe has submitted that are not the definitive version. Send me State Trooper by the Cowboy Junkies and maybe we can talk. But like...
But I love his version though.
His version is fine.
Good.
He wrote the song. He can do what he wants to with the song. But don't touch the Cowboy Junkies. The Cowboy Junkies version of the song.
I do love the Cowboy Junkies, but of the two that you've heard the most... Come on.
Of the two that you have submitted, the Bruce Springsteen is better. Of the Cowboy Junkies, if you throw the Cowboy Junkies in the mix, everybody else goes home.
So free pick.
almost. That's a great fucking song.
That
cover of State Trooper is like maybe one of my favorite Cowboy Junkies songs ever.
Okay, I will give you that. That is the best version of that song.
So why do you keep sending second-rate versions?
But, yes. You said the same shit, okay? I'm tagging this. You said the same shit about the cover of Riverman that I submitted to you before. And you're like, no, the Nick Drake one is the best, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm Big
corrected.
Al, fart. And then I submit this song to you.
I stand corrected.
So...
And in all seriousness, like this version of River Man might be better than Nick Drake.
I really this.
It's very.
This
sweet.
Is
it's
almost
very interesting.
The Famous Blue Cable in Feist. It is 99.59% what I want it to be. This is my own personal preference. Mm-hmm. I went a little bit more emo. I cannot help myself. I'm going back to my roots.
Phoebe can never get enough emo. Mm-hmm.
But yes, that's a fantastic cover of that song. But back to State Trooper.
Yes.
And as somebody that listened to Bruce Springsteen, that wasn't anything like this Nebraska album whatsoever, and was super poppy, super mainstream. And then to come back and find this other stuff that he did that... apparently nobody really cares about, at least on a mainstream scale, like nobody's really paying that much attention to compared to his other stuff. I'm gonna give him his dues.
I don't disagree, and Nebraska is a great Bruce Springsteen record.
So good.
like good for him for doing that, and he kind of did it at the height of his popularity too.
Which
is even more impressive.
Yeah, he could have done the same stuff that he was doing and it would have sold and it would have been fine. But
He wanted to do what needed to be done.
That said, I'm glad that you picked the Dodie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with how our songs go together. I think all 11 of them work well together.
When we send each other our links to our playlists, I looked at it and I was kind of like, I don't know how this is going to work. And every single time, it always worked out.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know if it's because we like a lot of similar things.
I think we do like a lot of similar things. And we end up like sort of, and I do think we sort of listen to stuff, you know, like on some level it's a little bit of a competition, mm-hmm. but on some level we do want the playlist to work together, and we get influenced maybe even subconsciously by like, oh, this is really good and this would fit with this really well.
No, that's true. Like, I'll listen to something and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of like this. Oh, that's interesting. And then always I'm like, oh, Al would think that that's cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just completely changed like, the key.
Same, and, yeah.
Oh, listen to that whole, that chorus in the background. Like, and it's just, and I think, makes me like the song more.
And it's something that I love about doing our playlist is I feel like I've learned so much about music from paying attention to your musical, mm-hmm. your musical preferences and your musical knowledge. And
I'm like, influencing you.
I think we have both taught each other things about music that we didn't know.
I agree.
I feel like I have learned a lot about obviously different genres and different stuff, but also just different things to listen to than I knew before. And I think the reverse is probably true. So
that's true. Yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks, baby.
Thank you. Man, we have another wonderful playlist under our belts here.
So Phoebe, let's take a minute here and talk about a few of the songs that didn't get into this month's playlist.
Wah, wah, wah.
So tell me what you thought of the Daniel Romano, Time Forgot to Change My Heart.
I actually like this, yeah.
I put this in there only because I just love how completely off the wall different he is.
It's so different.
Yes.
And I was like, I saw it was Daniel Romano, but my brain didn't.
You expected to recognize it and you completely did not recognize it.
I was like, who the fuck is this?
Right.
I was like, wait, oh, maybe I clicked on somebody else by accident on Spotify, but nope, it's Daniel Romano.
Have you listened to a lot of his other stuff?
No.
I
intended to.
When I heard this, I was like, okay, I need to spend some time with Daniel Romano because, uh-huh. like, this does not compute with what I think Daniel...
When you think, though, like, there are definitely moments you're like, oh, yeah, okay, that's him. But just, like, the whole vibe, everything.
I didn't find any moments that I recognized in this song that should be him. So a lot of his stuff sounds very sort of 80s punk pop kind mm-hmm. of stuff. There's some, like, very 60s, almost, like, psychedelic shit.
I definitely
There's a
that.
2020 album that's, frankly, a little prog rock.
Mm-hmm. And so then there's, like, this stuff. He fucking wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I gotta tell you, there's two versions, there's two videos for this.
Okay.
One of the official music video that I would not have included that is seems to be like a weird Planet of the Apes takeoff where everybody what? Is in Planet of the Apes costumes.
Oh, that's so fucking weird.
And lip syncing.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, it's very strange. The good video is him and this guy Gord Downie, who's in the Canadian rock band The Tragically Hip, who is a band that we need to figure out a way to get to the playlist. They're
all right,
like
cool,
good shit.
I've never heard of them before.
Doing this song live.
The Tragically Hip?
Tragically Hip,
okay.
Yep. And they're all like in their like country nudie suits. You know?
This sounds more country.
Oh, this
I would
is,
not
this
think
is
Planet
as country
of the
as
Apes.
It gets.
I would think country.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And everybody in the band is like dressed country and they're doing country. And they have on their boots and their nudie suits and their hats and
I really like this.
I like it too.
Yeah. I thought you might pick it.
I was never gonna pick this.
Oh yeah?
But
why?
I
Is
love
it just too different for you or
it's just not as good as some of the other stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I
That's
love
fair.
I love making both of us listen to this for a week. So the great sadness for me is that Down in Thibodeau by Chris Smither did not get in.
Why didn't you pick it?
This was my number three, and I was relying for you to either pick this or pick one of my number one and number two.
Wait, what did I pick instead? Oh, was it the Jonah Tolkien then?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
But.
Yep.
But man, this is such a wonderful.
To
sweet
be fair,
song.
Chris Smither has been in.
He has.
Once or twice.
Once.
And
Killing the Blues was in December 2020.
Yes.
2020.
And anytime I see Chris, I'm going to listen to it. I love Chris Smither.
What a lovely human being this man is. There's a video for this song that just warms my heart so much. It's so sweet. And he's such an odd, strange, sweet-looking man. Like, I just love him.
I don't know why I decided this, but at some point, he just kind of, like, is in that same I adore you category as John Prine.
You're not wrong.
I'm always going to be happy when I see Chris Smither in a playlist.
Chris Smither is going to be 80 2 days after I turn 65. He's going to be in D.C. in March with Peter Mulvey, who is the third member of Redbird.
Oh, wait. When? March of next year.
I'm sorry.
What?
He's going to be there in May.
Wait, when?
Like, in a month.
Do you want to go?
Tickets are already sold out, so.
No.
Right.
Of course it's sold out.
I would love to see him. What a lovely human being this man is.
You still send me the link. You never know what could happen.
Yep.
I would pay to see that. Definitely.
So Down in Thibodaux is a single from this year, but the album About the Bones is due out on May 3rd.
Ooh.
Coming right up.
All right. Something to look forward to.
And About the Bones is his 20th album.
Wow.
Right?
Jeez, man.
I mean, the man's like almost 80.
Yeah,
like,
still, you know, though. It's just... It's amazing.
What a quality human being this man.
Thanks for listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our Silly Little Podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. We're recorded every month in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please both subscribe and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.
And please tell your friends. Nothing is better than good people talking to other people about music.
And if you want to hear the music we're talking about, please subscribe and listen to our finished ordered playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
And visit a podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all of our playlist fun, our intro episode, as well as videos and links to a lot of these songs that we've been talking about.
If you have other questions or suggestions, please feel free to drop us an email at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to Cooper's Craft 100 Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey for helping recording this month.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by Ease Jammy Jams. Accordion music is by Andrew Wong. And a lot of our great background music we find on Blue Dot Sessions. All of our music is always credited in the show notes. Thanks, Fiona Apple.
Thanks, Black Biddy.
Thanks, Carl.
And thanks, Joe.
Thanks to Substitute Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends. United States Subdivision.